The proposal focuses on cutting operating costs, such as imposing a hiring freeze while keeping in mind DWP's future priorities. DWP General Manager Ron Nicholas said he looked at every part of the budget where he could legally make cuts. He emphasized that services will not be affected by this proposal.
We have an obligation to serve every single customer of water and power that's tied to our system.
Nicholas plans to cut 9% of DWP's $4 billion budget. No employees will be laid off. Instead, DWP will not fill an estimated 500 positions that will open because of retirements. It will only fill positions based on critical need.
We have a number of people, you know, that have reached retirement age and are walking out the door every day. All you have to do is come down in our lobby and you see the pictures of the people have 30 years, 40 years going on a go-forward basis.
Nicholas did not have to get approval from the union that represents DWP workers, but he did consult with the union's business manager. Other labor costs that will be cut include office purchases like computers. DWP also rejected proposals for property expansion and plans to restructure existing debt and finances. As tough as the cuts are, Mayor Villagrosa said they have to be done.
Now, I've said many times that a budget is a statement of priority, and in this era of penny pinching and tightening, a budget is also a plan to stay out of the red.
Two-thirds of DWP's budget go toward purchasing water and power and federal and state mandates it must comply with.
There's only about a third of our total costs that we have any range of reasonable near-term control over.
DWP will hold community workshops to discuss what flexibility the department has on deciding funding of its energy programs in the future. Liz Warden reporting, Annenberg Radio News.